This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, it's time for Geek Squawk on Tech Talk. Matt Armitage from CulturePop.com. Jeff Sandu is also here. But we start off with our two-minuter.
More yes. Water stuff.
I guess. More, I know. I'm sticking with the no Halloween theme. This was sent to me on Facebook by one of our listeners, Janisha Wan. She wants to know, can we really live on Mars?
Okay.
Strangely, there's no real consensus of opinion on this one. Some people say yes, some people say no. On the face of it, obviously we can't because right. We can't breathe the atmosphere. Mars has an atmosphere that's about 100 times thinner than our own, and it's 95% carbon right. dioxide, which isn't great to
for
breathe.
For humans, yeah.
No. That means to colonize Mars, we would have to build air-conditioned structures to live in, and we would always need spacesuits to go outside, so it's a bit like Malaysia with the haze. We would need to bring our own power, and for power, we're mainly looking at nuclear or solar. Mars doesn't have clouds in the same way that we have them, so there's plenty of sunshine, although the intensity of sunlight is a lot less than it is here on Earth. One problem, dust storms could damage the panels, and also the thick cloud of dust could prevent them absorbing light.
I think we're used to that too.
Well, I think we're used to that as well, yeah. Nuclear power might be the better option. NASA has been developing nuclear reactors for just this type of activity that are apparently safe for space travel. But even if we sort out the shelter and the power, we're still going to need oxygen, water, and food. On the plus side, Mars does contain a lot of oxygen and water. There's oxygen in carbon dioxide, of course, CO2. Mm-hmm. Mars's soil is red because it's literally rusty.
Right.
It's oxidized. And, of course, there's oxygen in the water that's frozen at Mars's poles, north and south poles.
So I wonder if the water's weird there as well.
It is weird, but we'll get to that. Obviously, you'd need some kind of chemical process to separate that. Water, as we've just mentioned, it is frozen at the poles. But the ice water will have to be purified because it contains a lot of harmful alkaline salts. Mm. And it does create an issue. Do we place our colony near the water source, where temperatures can fall as low as minus 170? degrees centigrade, which is very, very cold, or live in one of the more habitable zones where daytime temperatures are generally above zero, which means we would have to ship the ice back to turn into water and blah, blah, blah. The biggest issue we're going to face is actually food. Martian topsoil is pretty much biologically inert, so it's a bit different from Matt Damon growing potatoes in whatever. It's not certain we would ever be able to grow food in this because on Earth, soil is full of all sorts of nutrients that allow what we plant to grow. We're not sure if we'd ever be able to do that with Martian soil, so we're going to have to bring a lot of food. So can we live on Mars? Technically, yes. Practically, not sure. I think it's going to be one of those things that someone is actually going to have to try and see whether they succeed or fail.
Right.
I'm not going till there's a Mac store or a 7-Eleven.
That's that Mars deal, right? Bringing people to Mars, that's still...
Well, yeah, exactly. I think they're going to bring them to die on the surface
of
the planet.
It's a one-way ticket.
You know, you'll get a Skype call from them going... Hi!
Yeah. Anyways, IBM, they announced on Wednesday in what is probably like the least sexiest tech deal of all time. They bought over digital components of the weather company, including weather.com. Mm. But this is actually a very big deal because IBM will now use Watson supercomputer to create very precise forecasts of weather. And they're going to use big data, and Watson is able to, you know, basically gather a lot of information from all different kinds of sources, and it's way faster than any human can do. And it's able to predict the weather in the future, and with that, you know, sort of help companies that deal with a lot of weather problems.
Right.
For example, they were saying insurance companies now will be able to know about incoming storms, and then they'll be able to pass that information to customers. Airlines will better understand weather conditions, and they can avoid delays and, you know, wasting less fuel then. There's a lot that can be done, and IBM said that routine weather issues cost U.S. businesses over $500 billion last year alone. Right. So, you know, this can actually help them a lot because of, you know, the power of Watson and its ability. I'm just afraid that, you know, all this sounds good, but, you know, companies might then start to charge you more.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a feeling they will. I disagree with Jeff. I'm British. I find this quite a sexy story.
I wonder how much they bought it for. I'm
well,
Chinese.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
But yeah, you know, it's something that we should, you know, be on the lookout. Will be quite cool. But yeah, just hopefully they don't start charging us. You know, insurance companies say there's a storm coming in your area in a few days' time. You need to buy this, and I go like, really? There's a storm? I'm not sure. Anyways, if you're a customer of a telco service in Europe, then there's some very good news. After 2 years of battling, the members of the European Parliament have voted through new rules that will scrap mobile roaming charges for Europeans traveling across, in and around Europe. Mm. So those in Germany now can use mobile phones in Belgium or Austria and still be charged like what they would be charged back home.
Useful information.
Very useful information.
Because someone's going on a holiday.
Yeah, right. But, you know, it's only going to come in effect in April next year. So it's like, why shouldn't it be today? Yes. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, I'm just wondering, like, you know, actually ASEAN should do the same thing as well. There's so many businesses that, you know, are cross region, right? So, you know, Malaysian businesses in Singapore, you know, Thailand,
this
Malaysia.
This could be the solution Jeff is working on.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, it would be really cool for you to be able to pay the same amount that you pay here in Malaysia if you were in Singapore, you know, using data and all that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Malaysian ringgit.
In Malaysian ringgit as well. Yeah. I'm sure you can. Well, the euro, it's easier because they use the euro dollar, so, you know, it's a bit more of a, it's that common currency. For us, it's, I think, you know, you could just trick around in the system. I think
it's been a huge scam in Europe for years and years. I mean, roaming within ASEAN is a much better deal than it has been within Europe. The UK press is full of horror stories of people going away on holiday and the kids racking up thousands and thousands of pounds worth of data charges because, you know, they're just using the phone or the iPad playing the games. And it's just been this scam for years. There's no reason for it whatsoever because, you know, the companies are mainly the same from country to country.
Yeah.
It's awful. I'm glad this is happening.
Yeah, generally it's the same telco company from one country to the other, but they charge you roaming charges. And yeah, there were a lot of stories of, you know, people being charged crazy amount of money. Anyways.
I think we've all experienced
Geek Squawks.
Geek Tunes.
He's on holiday.
He is on holiday.
This is actually, I'm not physically here. I'm actually a sort of like a robot version that's here.
Jeff Bot.
Geek Tunes. This one was something that Matt
This is a band, again, I know absolutely nothing about. I like choosing bands that I know nothing about.
Great.
This is their first single, I think. It's full of organs and cheesy sounds.
Which is quite Halloween.
Quite Halloween-y,
I like the name, though. Message. The name is a bit Halloween as
and
well.
And Halloween, yes. This is the band Big Scary with their first single, Organism. This is BFM 89.9.
Oh,
thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.